according to John. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run away from him because they do not know the voice of a stranger." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of our Lord.
It's been several years since I've had this particular set of readings to consider for my sermon, and even though we usually consider the gospel reading, I can't help but focus on the psalm for today. It's Psalm 23, and of course, most of us have heard it many times before. I have the habit of taking it for granted because it's so familiar. I appreciate this opportunity to be reminded of a few things. The Psalms were written over the course of about 600 years, from the days of Solomon's temple, about 950 BC, to about 350 BC, after the Jews returned from the exile out of Jerusalem to Babylon. The book of Psalms that we find in our Bibles and in the Book of Common Prayer is actually a collection of collections. Half of the Psalms are from the Northern Kingdom, ancient Israel, and the other half are from the Southern Kingdom, ancient Judah. That's why if you look closely, you'll find a significant amount of overlap and repetition within the Psalms. The Book of Psalms is unique in another way. Generally speaking, it's said that most of the Bible is God's word to us, but the Book of Psalms is the one book in the Bible where the conversation is all directed at God. The Psalms are the people's words back to God. The Psalms cover all the human emotions, and as they evolved, they captured the spiritual insights of one Hebrew generation after another. When we read them now, we can hear what was actually on the hearts and minds of those people. Actually, many, if not all, of the Psalms were songs. The Psalms might be thought of as the ancient Hebrew hymnal. These songs were handed down from generation to generation, long before any printing press. These songs and prayers were sung in and around the temple before its destruction, and they were also the songs that people sung in the fields as they made their bread, as they made wine, as they tended their sheep, as they hid from danger, as they were driven off their land into exile. These were their songs. It's not like there was a recording industry that was pumping out hundreds of new tunes for them each week, you know, or that they could listen over Hebrew Radio 1. You know, remember, there were no phonographs no transistor radios, no iPods. These folks had a mental jukebox in their heads, and the Psalms are what they listened to. Psalm 23 has been characterized as a song of trust and comfort, a song for relaxing into Yahweh's care and guidance. You know, trust is not really relevant or applicable until there's a reason to despair. To see the importance of this song of trust in its original setting, we need to remember that generations of people who were singing this psalm actually knew slavery. They actually knew famine. They knew exile and siege and destruction. They knew that firsthand. They watched as their holiest of holies was destroyed by conquering armies. Then they had to figure out how to relate to their God without a temple. Continuing to trust in God under these tough circumstances is not just lip service. Let's hear Psalm 23 one more time, and this time let's hear it through ancient ears. Let's imagine ourselves back in ancient Judah. Close your eyes if you're willing. See yourself resting against a palm tree or sitting on a rock looking up at Mount Sinai. Can you feel the warm breeze? Can you smell the dry dirt and the livestock? Can you hear the sounds of the high desert? Life there was hard. Life was uncertain. Day-to-day existence was dangerous. Can you connect a bit with their lives? Is the pit of your stomach starting to wonder what today will bring? Will there be enough food to feed your family? Will the neighboring tribes attack today? Will a stronger person kick you off your land today? Will wolves attack the sheep? As we start to get swallowed up in these harsh daily realities, we take a deep breath. Our ancient minds automatically begin to recite, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." There are 150 psalms in the book of Psalms. That was what was loaded in their heads. Remembering this gives us the perfect invitation to check to see what's in our mental jukeboxes these days. What song lyrics have we downloaded in our heads? Are they comforting lyrics that can be with us in our dark valleys or in overwhelming circumstances? Chuck reminded me that I ought to suggest that we also could look at what we've actually downloaded to our phones. So let's take a quick look, shall we? At least in the mental jukebox, I presume everyone has the Pledge of Allegiance, Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America. Let's move beyond that. I know the answer's not going to be all the same, but let's just see. Raise your hands or nod your head if any of these are in your heads. The Lord's Prayer. The Happy Birthday Song. The Alphabet Song. Judy Garland's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Don McLean's Bye Bye American Pie. Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Deck the Halls. Silent Night. Yeah. Broadway Show Tunes. Sound of Music stuff. The King and I. Grease. Maybe even Wicked these days. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Anyone have TV theme songs? Green Acres? Beverly Hillbillies? Come and Listen to a Story About a Man Named Jed? Okay, maybe we don't know each other well enough to actually admit that we have TV theme songs, all right, but The Love Boat. Sorry, probably went too far there. Pardon me, Batman. There you go. There you go. Da 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 da. Are there tunes that might be loaded in our heads without our express permission? Join in if you know these. Plop plop, fizz fizz. Oh, I wish I were. My baloney has a first name. C-A-R. There you go. Like a good neighbor. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have wonderful songs in our heads. My point is that we might want to determine whether we also have a few songs or prayers that we can turn to quickly when we find ourselves in a dark valley or in an uncomfortable circumstance. Having a quick and familiar way to reconnect with God might not change the terrain of our dark valley, but it will surely help us see things more clearly and feel God more nearly. In addition to offering words of comfort, Psalm 23 might also shed some light on our actions later this morning when we gather as a community to identify the assets we have. Psalm 23 acknowledges the vastness of God's grace when it claims both sufficiency, I shall not want, and abundance, my cup overflows. At first glance, we may not see how we can have just enough sufficiency and at the same time have more than we may ever want, abundance. Perhaps the way it will fit together for us today is that we will watch as our half-full cups, our sufficiency, is transformed into an overflowing cup, our abundance, once we combine them in fellowship and community at the communion rail. We'll see. So where does that leave us today in our modern American lives? Surveys tell us that most Americans only really think about God or Jesus or the divine our connection to it on Sunday mornings. The rest of the week we're focused on figuring out how to pay for prescription drugs. We're focused on caring for our loved ones, getting to work or class on time, paying the bills, doing the laundry, preparing meals, keeping the lawn mowed, doing our homework, going to meetings, and then, of course, there's who's doing well on Dancing with the Stars. No. And all the other components that make up our regular lives. Our spiritual lives get to come out on Sunday, if they're lucky. It's important to remember that in the ancient Hebrew culture, there was no difference between their regular lives and their spiritual lives. Their daily activities were filled with prayers. They were filled with rituals that continuously connected them to Yahweh. What would our daily lives be like if we routinely remembered and connected with the divine presence that dwells within us? Obviously, the dark valleys we walk through are not the same as the ones that were encountered by the ancient Hebrews. Even so, they may have found something that might be helpful to us, using portable music and prayer to remain in connection with God. The jukeboxes in their heads were filled with spiritual songs and prayers. God was always with them because they were always with God. Maybe the language of Psalm 23 isn't really your cup of tea. Maybe it doesn't particularly touch you. That's fine. My point is not to push Psalm 23 on you. It's to encourage you to consciously collect a few songs that are meaningful to you. Load those in your mental jukebox, the kind you could turn to regardless of where you are, even if it's not Sunday.